Welcome to This Is America from VOA Learning English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. Imagine the smell of sliced apples and spices like cinnamon and ginger, all mixed together and baked. Then let everything cool down and add a little sugar on top. For many Americans, that smell, the smell of apple pie, is a favorite part of Thanksgiving Day. Today we report on the history of the holiday and how Americans are celebrating this year.
The writer O. Henry called Thanksgiving the one day that is purely American. Thanksgiving is not a religious holiday, but it has spiritual meaning. Some Americans attend religious services on the day before Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving morning. Others travel great distances to be with their families. They have a large dinner, which is the main part of the celebration. For many Americans, Thanksgiving is the only time when all members of a family gather together. The holiday is a time of family reunion.
Thanksgiving is celebrated every year on the fourth Thursday of November. The month of November is autumn in the United States. Autumn is the season when crops are gathered. When the first European settlers in America gathered their crops, they celebrated and gave thanks for the food. They thanked God for the success of the harvest. Many people continue to give thanks on the holiday, but it may not be for a good harvest. Sasha Bischoff is from Washington. This year, she says, she is thankful for her son, Sebastian.
So Thanksgiving for me is about giving thanks and really embracing loved ones and things. And this year I'm most thankful for my beloved son Sebastian, who just turned one.
Tradition says pilgrim settlers from England celebrated the first Thanksgiving in 1621. There is evidence that settlers in other parts of America held earlier Thanksgiving celebrations. But the Pilgrims' Thanksgiving story is the most popular. The Pilgrims were religious dissidents who fled oppression in England. They went first to the Netherlands. Then they left that country to establish a colony in North America. The Pilgrims landed in 1620 in what later became known as Plymouth, Massachusetts. Their trip across the Atlantic Ocean was difficult. Their first months in America were difficult, too. About 100 pilgrims landed just as autumn was turning to winter. During the cold months that followed, about half of them died.
When spring came, the pilgrims began to plant crops. A Native American Indian named Squanto helped them. When summer ended, the pilgrims had a good harvest of corn and barley. There was enough food to last through the winter. The pilgrims decided to hold a celebration to give thanks for their harvest. Writings from that time say, Pilgrim leader William Bradford set a date late in the year. He invited members of a nearby Indian tribe to attend.
That Thanksgiving celebration lasted 3 days. There were many kinds of food. The meal included wild birds, such as ducks, geese, and turkeys. As the American colonies grew, many towns and settlements held Thanksgiving or harvest celebrations. Yet it was not until about 240 years later that a national day for Thanksgiving was declared.
The creation of a national Thanksgiving holiday resulted from the efforts of one woman, Sarah Josepha Hale. In the early 1800s, she began a campaign to officially establish the holiday. Miss Hale was a writer. She wrote stories about a national day of Thanksgiving in a publication for women. As part of her campaign, she wrote many letters to public officials, including American presidents. She urged them to support her idea for a national Thanksgiving holiday.
Support for her idea grew slowly. Finally, in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln declared the last Thursday in November a national holiday of Thanksgiving. At that time, the United States was fighting a civil war. President Lincoln liked the idea of a holiday that would also celebrate national unity. Later, Congress declared that Thanksgiving would be celebrated every year on the fourth Thursday in November.